On the 29th of May, 1819, Princess Alexandrina Victoria of Kent was born here at Kensington Palace. Although she was a possible heir to the throne, few people could have imagined that she would go on to become what was at the time the longest-serving British monarch, Queen Victoria of the British Empire. On the throne for nearly 64 years, Victoria presided over a century of great change and advancement in the United Kingdom, and the numerous marriages between some of her 9 children and members of other royal houses in differing countries led to her being known as the grandmother of Europe. Today, when people think of Queen Victoria, it's usually as a slightly grumpy older lady, always dressed in black and never smiling. But when she came to the throne at age 18, she was both stylish and beautiful. This statue is a testament to that, depicting her on her coronation day, although it was carved much later. Interestingly, it was carved by her 4th daughter, Princess Louise, Duchess of Argyll. It had been decided that to commemorate Victoria's golden jubilee, a statue should be erected in her honor. Princess Louise was persuaded by a friend to submit her design to the committee in charge of the project, and she did it anonymously. You can imagine their surprise when the artist of their winning design turned out to be the Queen's daughter herself. The statue has remained here since its erection in 1893, although during the Second World War it suffered bomb damage and the nose of the statue was actually blown off. The nose has since been replaced twice. Once in 1952, and again in 2012, both dates marking jubilee years of our late Queen, Elizabeth II, who surpassed Victoria's record as our longest-serving sovereign on the 9th of September, 2015. Facing the statue with the pond behind you, take either the right or the left path forward. When the path ends, turn right and follow along until you reach the Princess Diana Memorial Garden. Once you've entered, assuming it's open, play the next clip.